Art, why is Percy Harvin such a big deal?
Well, there's a lot of talent there. There's a big investment by the Seahawks. They'd anticipated this was going to happen at the beginning of the season, but they detected a hip problem that he had surgically repaired in early August. Harvin is this remarkable combination of speed, quickness, and even a little bit of power for a small guy. He was so explosive in Minnesota that he was really regarded as a game changer. And everyone felt as if he were a franchise guy. But he also came with kind of a prickly side. He is self-centered. He is temperamental. And he is all about making something happen. And those can be virtues and liabilities in the same game and in the same play. But the Seahawks obviously thought he was worth it. They invested 3 draft choices and $25 million guaranteed in this guy. And, of course, he immediately got hurt. That was a problem, but it didn't look like it was a big problem on their one-loss record because the Seahawks are 9-1, the best team in the NFC right now by record, and getting closer and closer to becoming a Super Bowl favorite with each passing week.
So what does it mean to bring him in at midseason where the Seahawks are right now?
Well, it's going to be, I think, tricky because they're successful without him.
Right.
And there's an analogy to what happened with the Sounders this year. The Sounders brought in Clint Dempsey at midseason. Now, again, this is a different sport and a different circumstance, particularly because Dempsey was a surprise. He came out of nowhere because the Sounders were dealing very quietly to bring him along. And then they tried to interject him in a team in mid-August that was succeeding very well. It didn't work. The locker room was full of tension, lots of ego clashing. He was making big money, and a lot of the players were making teacher salaries. So it was a problem, and General Manager Adrian Hanauer admitted so this week. Now, the circumstance is different here. Everyone knew Harvin was a part of this, but now he's coming in at midseason. They're going to have to share the ball a little more, and I think that can be a difficult circumstance. Pete Carroll has had a long history of working with people who are with baggage, and so I suspect that it's going to work out all right, but it is something to watch.
Well, he is filling a void, though, too, because Sidney Rice is out for the rest of the season with an injury.
Right. There's a vacancy at wide receiver. The number one guy, Sidney Rice, who is a different kind of receiver, he's a big, tall guy who's great in the red zone, whereas Harvin could also be running back, and he'll also return kickoffs and maybe even punts. There is room to improve the receiving core, and I think Harvin would be a great fit as long as there's no ego issues.
Harvin's not the only cause for excitement for Seahawks fans this week. Some other players are returning.
Yes, both tackles who've been injured for most of the season, they only played together in the first game, Russell Okung and Breno Giacomini are returning, as well as center Max Unger, so they could start their original line. They may not because they want to break these guys in a little bit, but it is an exciting prospect for Seahawks fans to see everyone healthy at the same time to make a contribution to a team that's already thriving.
That means more protection for Russell Wilson. And then after the game with the Vikings, they have a bye week and they can all get some much-needed rest.
Yes, that will be important because the next two games are with New Orleans and San Francisco, both the most formidable adversaries in the NFC. So to go in that healthy and rested will be a big deal.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.